This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Today we'll find out how many homes were sold in May, existing, not new ones. How much are good schools still a factor when home prices are this high? Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes reports.
In Sacramento, there's a public school called Genevieve Didion, named for a relative of author Joan Didion, who's also from Sacramento. And some parents, well, they really want their kids to go there. Aaron Stumpf is a broker associate for Coldwell Banker.
People will wait for homes that come on the market in that neighborhood to pounce because they want their kid to go to that school and not any of the schools around it.
Stumpf says she's seen people pay up to $100,000 more for a home in their desired district. Others will make trade-offs, like giving up a garage or an updated kitchen. And it's a factor for households without kids, too. Daniel Hale is chief economist for Realtor.com.
And what's really interesting, I think, is that people are looking for homes in good school districts, even if they don't necessarily have children that are of school age right now.
Hale says some of those people might be thinking about having kids down the road. And
good school districts tend to go hand in hand with a lot of other desirable neighborhood qualities,
which will also make the home more attractive when it's time to sell in the future. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.